Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hello, you are now listening to the Child Care Director's Chair podcast. I'm your host, Erica Sococcio, where we give you toddler bite-sized tips that you can use today in your child care center. Before we get started, I want to let you know I love my listeners, and I'd love to give a shout out to some folks who just show up for me every single day. My listeners in Davenport, Iowa, Lawton, Oklahoma, Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin, Providence, Rhode Island, Lansing, Michigan, Missoula, Montana, Lancaster, California, Reseda, California, Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate your support. For those of you who are new to our channel, this is a community where we come together and just share practical day-to-day tips on how to run your child care center, how to be the best leader you can be, and so we kind of just talk about it all. So today, I wanted to talk a little bit about skills that you need to become a better manager. And so when I think about it, delegation certainly comes to the top of my mind. So I thought that that would be something we talk about today. You know, child care providers, we work so hard, and we know that running a successful child care center requires dedication and a passionate team. And you honestly just can't do it all. So we know that it's challenging to manage all the tasks and responsibilities on our own. And it's really, honestly, not healthy. So that's why learning how to effectively delegate and assign tasks to your team is critical to the success of a child care business. So let's talk about a few tips that I think will help you delegate a little bit more. The first thing is you definitely want to make sure that you set clear expectations. Before you delegate any task, make sure to clearly communicate your expectations to your team. This will help them understand what's expected of them and ensure that they are on the same page as you. Now, I've said this before in other episodes, but sometimes I'll say to my team, tell me what I just said, because they may understand you, but they may interpret what you mean differently than what you intend. So it's really important that you all are saying and talking the same language, if you will. So when you're setting those clear expectations, sometimes written and verbal together is a great way to do it. That way they have notes that they can go back and look at. And again, everybody learns differently, right? My sister's really great at taking notes and writing notes. She never forgets anything. I'm a little bit more of a verbal communicator, but sometimes people don't understand exactly what I mean. And sometimes I have a little joke in my office. I say, oh, I can tell you this because you speak Erica. And not that that's a good or a bad thing. It's just there are some folks that can really dial down to what I'm saying, because I'll say a lot of things in one sentence and some people will get lost in that. So make sure that if you're a person like me who talks a lot, has a lot of ideas, you're kind of the visionary of the place, and you lay a lot out on your folks, and not everybody works that way. So you have to acknowledge that. So make sure you're setting those clear expectations. You also want to identify strengths and weaknesses. You know, you got to know your team members' strengths and weaknesses so that you can assign the right tasks that align with their skills and abilities. This will not only help them feel more confident in their work, but also ensure that the tasks are completed efficiently, correctly, and on time and the way you want it. Now, I, for one, am ironically, even though I work at a desk, I'm probably not the best person to do detailed paperwork type of things. I'm definitely more of a mover, shaker, motivator, cheerleader, mentor. Definitely that's my role, my vibe, for sure. If you sit me at a desk for too long, it's minutia to me. And there are other folks. I have a lady who works in our office who loves that. She makes spreadsheets and she loves to collect data, and she can really nicely outline for you all the things that you need to capture in data so you can analyze what's going on in your program. So you really do need, you know, all kinds of people to have a great program. You want to make sure that you're providing training and support for your team to make sure that they excel in their roles. Because the worst thing is giving somebody a job that you know they're probably not going to be able to do, and let alone not having the resources to do it. So we want to make sure that we empower the team to take on the new challenges and help them grow professionally. And the better that they are at these new tasks, the more things that you're going to be able to show them and give them, certainly not overwhelm them, but, you know, be able to give them maybe more important tasks that they might be able to do faster or more efficiently than you. So don't be afraid to test that out and see who can really help you and make sure, you're giving them the resources that they need. And of course, you have to trust your team. Trust is key when you're delegating tasks for your team. So show your team members that you trust them to complete their tasks successfully, and they will rise to the occasion. And I've seen this on more than one time, especially when we're going through Bright Stars and getting our program rated through our state's quality rating system. Our team really rose to the challenge. I also seen it another time when we were working on the National After School Association accreditation for our school age program, or when I worked with my team to really advocate at the State House. And I usually would go and be the representative of my company and go to the State House and advocate on certain bills and certain advocacy days. And this year I tried something new, and I really wanted to give some of my team the opportunity to do that. And so I stayed back and I covered a classroom while I allowed two teachers to go to the State House and represent our school. So that was a wonderful opportunity for them to grow. Again, it wasn't super high stakes for my program, but it was super high reward because they felt empowered and they felt like they were, you know, important, because they really are. They really, really are. I don't know anybody more important in helping you run your business than your team. So they are really your allies. And I think when you delegate, you're also encouraging collaboration among the team members by assigning tasks that require teamwork. That will foster a sense of camaraderie and unity within the childcare team. And again, I saw so much of that when teachers were working on getting their classrooms ready for their ECKERS or their ITERS observations. And, you know, the great thing is you never know what room they're going to observe. So they were really going into each other's rooms and saying, "Wow, I really loved how you did this," or I love how you set up your block area, or could you help me with these labels? And there was so much synergy going on. And again, you cannot do anything high stakes like that, accreditation or quality rating systems. You can't do that alone. And so this is where the delegating really comes to life. Make sure that you're providing feedback to your team members as well on their performance. This will help them improve and grow in their roles, and ultimately empowering them to take on more responsibilities. Now, with delegation, we have to make sure that we're setting those deadlines, that they are clear for the tasks, and keep your team members accountable to ensure that the tasks are completed in a timely manner. And this will help your childcare center run smoothly and efficiently. And what you want to do is, when you have these deadlines, you want to have these checkpoints in between. You don't want to say, "Hey, this is due in 2 months. Go, team, go." You want to make sure that you're checking in every once in a while, and then you can pace how often you need to check in based on how well they're doing. If they're doing really great, take a step back. If they're still struggling, offer some resources, some support, some reassurance that they're on the right path, but they're not quite there yet. And then once your team completes these tasks that you give them, they're consistent, they're right, all of those things, you want to celebrate the achievements. Recognize and celebrate your team members' achievements. Show them appreciation for their hard work and dedication, and this will motivate them to continue to perform at their best level. And lastly, you have to lead by example. Leading by example shows your team members what it means to be dedicated and a passionate childcare provider. Your enthusiasm and commitment will inspire them to do the same. And I can tell you from experience that it is true. The more excited you are about the work you are doing in your program, the more excited they're going to get. The more excited that you are about parent engagement and finding really fun, exciting activities, materials for your classrooms, the more excited the children will get and the teachers will get. So you are the heartbeat of your program. You are the one that breathes life into your center. It's your baby, right? For most of you, you built it from the ground up, or you worked at a center for a really long time and you really helped it build, and then you purchased it from the owners prior to that, who may have, you know, seen their season and they were done and ready to move on because, for whatever reason, you know, you put all that sweat equity in. And remember when you first got the keys, this is a way I can always think about it. When you first get the keys to your building, your very, very first building, or when you get that call that you got that very first loan, or you enroll that very first customer, remember that feeling. It should be the same way for the 999th customer you enrolled, or your fifth center or sixth center. But remember that feeling when you first got that key on that very first day. There's no feeling like it. And for those of you who own your own centers, you know I'm talking about. Or directors who got your very first director job, your dream job, the one that you just waited to get for so long and now it's here. Remember that feeling, right? And if you lost sight of that, it could be because you're overwhelmed or you're overworked or the right people are not in the right positions or the right people are not doing the tasks that they were meant to do. And so that's why I think it's so important to go back and look at who is responsible for what in your program, who has what skills, how can they help you, and how can you help them? So empower your team. So with that, I'd like to say it's the little things that help make a big difference in your program. So remember that every day, just a little, the little details, a little smile, a little thank you will make a big impact. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the Child Care Director's Chair. Have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.